And now we are going to have a talk by Andy Kaplan from Iowa State.
Great, thanks. I'm really excited to be here today to talk to you about Intro, which is statistical analysis software for teaching. And this is joint work with my colleague Eric Hare, also at Iowa State. If you want to follow along with the slides, I've got the bit.ly link here. It's bit.ly intro usr 2016. Hopefully that's not too hard to remember, but there are a couple links. There's just one link in there that maybe you want to follow along and be able to click. So right now, you might be asking yourself, do we really need another statistical software package? And I'll give you my short answer is yes. So here's my reasoning. Obviously, R is great. I love R. It's amazing. But in introductory statistics classes, it does require students to at least have interest, if not knowledge, in programming. There are a lot of other packages out there that serve this need. So there's Jump, Deducer, and R Commander, which those two are both built on R, which are also great. And they're super powerful. They have a lot of functionality, but they are very big. So for a student in their very first statistics class, maybe they're not a statistics major, and they're in a class with over 100 other students, this can be very difficult when there's all this functionality available to them, and they have to learn the software before they can do their homework. This can prove some frustration for the student. Additionally, these packages either, well, Jump requires a license, which can be a hassle, and all of them require some sort of installation, which we've actually found to be definitely a pain point in teaching intro classes at Iowa State. There are other new, really exciting tools to spark an interest in R specifically. So Swirl is really awesome. DataCamp, these both teach R programming, which is they're really great tools. There's also Project Mosaic, which does facilitate statistical learning, but you need some knowledge or interest in R, again. And really what we want is we want students to focus on data analysis rather than having to fight or learn software. So that is where Intro comes in. What is Intro? So Intro is a simple web-based application for performing very basic data analysis and statistical routines. We also have an accompanying utility package that goes along with Intro to help with installation and deployment. Intro is built using R and Shiny. It has an extensible modular structure. And as I kind of mentioned, it is designed for a student in their very first statistics class. So the first time they're seeing statistics probably in their lives, maybe their freshman year of college, non-major student, and in a very large class. And really the goal here of Intro is to assist in the learning of statistics rather than acting as a standalone deliverer of statistics education. Intro is easy, so we wanted to focus on the aspects of the UI and the output that make it really easy to pick up Intro without having to be trained on how to use Intro. So we included the minimal necessary functionality for an introductory statistics course at Iowa State, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But this functionality is organized around very specific data analysis tasks that a student may perform in the process of, say, their homework. Intro is also exciting. So it's available on the web, it's fun, it's easy to use. Students these days are a lot more familiar with working on the web than they are on desktop applications, so it's a little bit more intuitive to them. We also use interactive plots with ggviz, so we have some like hover capability. They can see as they change parameters in a plot, they can see the plot update real time smoothly. It's kind of exciting. But I do have to say, at this point, this is fair warning, we have an ulterior motive with Intro, and that is to get students a little bit excited about programming. So how do we do that? Well, as a student is navigating around Intro, clicking on buttons, what they're really doing is they're creating a fully executable R script that they can then download and run locally on their own computer if they so choose. They can also see this script update in their window real time as they're clicking around in the application. So it's our hope that as they see, oh, hey, I just clicked a button. Oh, here's a line of code. That's kind of cool, that they can get this feeling of empowerment that maybe they could skip the middleman, which is Intro, and go check out some of these other great resources available to them to go learn R. So Intro is extensible. I mentioned that we only include minimal functionality. Well, that's by design, but it's very easily extendable because we split Intro into bite-sized chunks that we call modules. And each module is a self-contained set of R code that is dynamically added to the application at runtime. So because of this, Intro can be easily extended by the addition of modules within the framework underlying the application. And this allows instructors and collaborators to tailor Intro to the needs of their own particular course. So without further ado, let's go ahead and take a look. You can point your browsers to intro-stats.com, which I already have it loaded up here. So when we get into the application, the first thing you're going to see is data here. And that's as it should be, right? You come in. You're going to do some sort of data analysis, and we always want to start with the data. So we have multiple default data sets. You can upload your own data, but the real takeaway here is that the data set is going to propagate through the entire application, so through your entire analysis session. We have, as I mentioned, minimal functionality. We've got graphical and numeric summaries. We've got some inference. I'm just going to show, click through here. We can see that this user interface is very consistent. So on the left, we always have navigation. In the middle, we always have options. On the right, we always have output. And then on the bottom, we always have our code. So say I really like this plot, except maybe I want the bin width to be 0.5. I like that better. I want this plot to be turned in with my homework. So I store this result. And now I can see, oh, my script here is updated to include the code necessary to create this plot. Maybe I'm ready to turn in my homework. And I click this print button, and it will dynamically run on the server using Knitter, create a PDF. Now I have my code and my output, and I'm ready to turn it in. Additionally, we also allow them to download an R markdown if they choose, with their code embedded in there. So if they want to write some comments on their homework, that's kind of another way to get them into the R universe, kind of a little, I think I heard earlier, like a gateway drug to R. So click around, you know, take a look at Intro on your own, but I hope you do. But I want to tell you a little bit, really quick, about how you can deploy your own instance of Intro. So we have a package on GitHub. It is also called Intro, where you can, very simple package, you can download Intro, you can run and deploy Intro onto your own Shiny Apps account with specified options. So you can choose which modules you want to include. If you want to write your own modules and include those, you can do that. You can also change the theme if you have some appearance branding that you want to include, that's also available. So after having a brief look at Intro, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the design decisions that went into Intro, because this is maybe for me one of the more interesting parts of Intro. So I mentioned we wanted to keep this consistent UI. This was really important to us so that students can use Intro without having to learn Intro. So as I mentioned, we have a top nav bar, we have side navigation. In the middle is always options for every module. The right side is going to always be the results, and then we've always got the code at the bottom. So this way, a student goes from module to module. They don't have to look and say, oh, where do I put in the options? They know exactly where it's going to be, right in the middle. Additionally, we have a somewhat extensive documentation website that is also consistent with this interface of the application. And this makes learning to use Intro, which I say, even more painless, but I don't know that you really need to learn to use it. It's pretty self-explanatory. Modularity. So this is, I mentioned these bite-sized chunks, and this is a schematic of kind of how we make that happen within the application. So simply by including 6 files, this helper, libraries, observe, reactive, output, and UI, in a specified folder structure within the application, you can include your own modules in Intro. So this is an example showing how we could include a non-parametric module within the inference setting. We just need to tell it what does the UI need to look like, and then what goes on the server side with these 5 files. Include those files in the right spot, and then Intro will load up with that module at runtime. And we do that in a somewhat clever way. So by scrolling through the application file structure, we can actually build a list of modules. And so on the UI side, the relevant code here is we scroll through this list and create a panel for each UI element at runtime. Similar thing is done on the server side. We just source all the necessary files that are included with the package at runtime. It's very simple to add or remove modules that way. So we did have some challenges, and I wanted to talk briefly about them. We encountered this idea, this challenge, of striving to strike a balance between functionality and ease of use. I want to highlight 2 ways that we encountered this challenge. The first was we only present relevant options to the user. So what I mean by that is if you're trying to make a box plot, on the x-axis, we will only present the user with categorical variables as an option to select for the x-axis, and numeric variables on the y-axis. And so this takes this balance of functionality and ease of use and moves it towards ease of use and away from flexibility, right? Because we're taking away some flexibility, but we're ensuring that the user doesn't run into a lot of error messages or crashes the application somehow. Even though this increases the complexity of our code, we felt that taking this side of the trade-off was valuable to our introductory students that can easily become frustrated. Oops. So another challenge that we ran into was how do we produce clean code that is executable on a server, also executable on a user's machine if they were to copy and paste that code script in the bottom of the application that also needs to run. And thirdly, it needs to be somewhat clean so that the user, the human, can actually read it. And so this was a huge challenge, and we went through actually a couple iterations of how do we do this. And we ended up with this function called interpolate. And I have to give a shout out and thank Hadley for helping us with this. This was really his idea. But this function does a couple things. So it takes the R code as the first argument, plugs in the arguments from the Shiny sessions. So in the example where I showed a histogram, took the bin width and plugged that argument into the function, and executes that code on the server, and at the same time prints that code in the script window at the bottom of the application with those arguments passed through so that it's readable to the human. And this was really the best solution that we think of at the time. I've also seen other solutions where you're looking at logging clicks, et cetera, but in this way, we were able to ensure that the code was as clean as could be when we print it to the user. So I mentioned modules. We want to make this a more streamlined process in the future. Currently, it's undocumented, manual, and a little bit lengthy. Hopefully, by next USAR, this slide will not be in the future. But we want to create or add functionality to our package that more automates the creation of modules so that our instructor users can essentially just be writing a little bit of code, and then it generates an intro module and creates a pull request on our repo so that we can have this library of modules. It's not there yet, but we hope that it will be, so that we can use intro in more classes. So we would like to work with collaborators. If you're interested in creating modules, or you find some improvements or bug fixes, find us on GitHub. We really welcome any comments from the community. And with that, I want to say thanks for having me, and if you have any questions.
Yeah, let's start with questions.
Yeah, so we were able to use this classroom, or use this in one class at Iowa State last year, which was somewhat of a cherry-picked class. It was an honors class, which is a little bit nicer than the huge class. And it went really well. So I personally didn't teach the class, but Di Cook was teaching the class. And so she used it with her students, and she was able to tailor the labs for use with intro, and they seemed to really like it. We got some good feedback. We got some feedback that the server could be a little slow, which we know that's an issue. But in terms of learning how to use intro, it was really a smooth and seamless process. Yeah. Thanks.
So, do you have any way, say a student goes through and does dozen steps, dozen little analyses, filling in the dialog boxes, and then they realize, oh my gosh, there's a dead end here. And can it go back, and is there any way to save the dialog settings rather than say, I know you could rerun
sure.
it in R code, but they don't know the R code.
Sure. Currently, no, but that's a really good question. So is there a way to make, to input like a save point? Right, and start from where I was last session. We have thought about it, but we don't have it currently. And I think it's a really important functionality that is a natural next step, because sure, you're not always gonna get your homework done in one session, right?
I think that's one of the things that's driving so much popularity of workflow interfaces, that it's a GUI interface, it's about as easy as menus, but it's reproduced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
So we have time for last question. Yes, please.
Can you repeat it? So not within intro. Intro is kind of meant to get that bug in their ear for. Well, it's meant for them to be able to do their homework and get through introductory statistics with. So this idea of getting students interested in programming, like I said, that's an ulterior motive. So it's some kind of a personal goal, but not necessarily the main goal of intro. The main goal of intro is to get a student through their first statistics class with the least amount of frustration with software as possible. So I would say no, I guess. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's thank Andy again.